The content presented in this broadcast is for educational and informational purposes only. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Invest wisely. The views expressed on this show are those of the guest and do not necessarily represent this station or its sponsors. You've worked hard for a lifetime to save and to maximize your investments in retirement. But are your investments consistent with what you believe? And why does it matter? If you believe that all of life is meant to honor God, stay with us. This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni, sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC.
There's two kinds of people, and the question I have for you today is, will you run out of money before you run out of time? And with me today is the man with the answers, Jay Peroni. Jay, how are you today?
Doing great, Tom. Doing great. How about you?
I'm doing great. And you know, this whole thing of guaranteed income for life is something I'm going to want to talk to you a little bit more about, because I think it's something so important for people, for our listeners. And we really want to serve everyone who's listening today. But before we get to that, what are some of the dynamic trends you see that are driving the economy and the market right now before the election?
Yeah, so the stock market is reaching new heights, indicating rising investor confidence. And believe it or not, the S&P 500, which represents the 500 largest companies in the world, has set 47 record highs here in 2024. And it's currently up 22% year to date as we're recording this. It's been fueled by the artificial intelligence boom, interest rate cuts from the global central banks, and moderating inflation as well. So we've got a lot of different factors. And then we've got last week, the European Central Bank cut its key interest rates for the third time this year. And the Bank of England is also expected to follow suit. And then here in the United States, the Federal Reserve has been anticipating a reduced rate again in November, shortly after the presidential election. However, market rates have been rising dramatically. And this is a very interesting development. The 10-year Treasury is now at 4.32%. Mm-hmm. Less than 6 weeks ago, it was at 3.62%. And rates are up so dramatically that the rate cuts in December and 2025 are now in jeopardy. And a lot of this has to do with Trump. A lot of people are thinking that if Trump wins the election, the deficits are going to grow more than under Harris. And the growing U.S. deficit in government spending, it represents one of the biggest risks about the market. We've talked about this the last few weeks. And whether it's Harris or Trump, I don't think either of them are going to address the issue. And if these issues aren't addressed, a potential market downturn could follow. And both critics of Trump and Harris argue that they may not be prepared for these budgetary challenges. Additionally, we see the U.S. manufacturing sectors continuing to struggle, particularly in the Midwest, making it very vital for the swing states in the upcoming presidential election. And right now, Real Clear Politics shows Trump leading with 312 electoral college votes over Harris's 226, though the polls may underestimate Trump's support. And on November 6th, hopefully, Tom, we'll see the election results, which could significantly impact the markets. Hopefully there's no civil unrest or any type of contested elections. That really could send the markets down because of the uncertainty. But the other thing that we're looking at, too, is the global tensions. We need a president that's going to stop the wars in Russia and Ukraine and the Middle East and all this. There's a lot going on, and it's a great time to get a portfolio review to check in prior to these elections coming down the pike.
Yes, I was reading, you know, today, analyst ratings that said that there's $100 million in liquidity bailout pumped into the system by the Fed, and that a lot of the money is there, even though the pandemic's over, we're not in a war, directly at least, and that the amount of money in circulation has surged to $410 billion year over year to $21.2 trillion. And that's 27% higher than 2020. So, yeah, debt crisis, potentially an issue. Really a good time for people to get professional help with their forever funds and their retirement funds. Jay, the last 4 years under Biden have seen some turbulent times, as you've alluded to, with inflation and declining employment, rising rates. So what are your thoughts as we do head into the elections, and what sectors and investment opportunities are there ahead?
Yeah, so the upcoming election is shaping up to be extremely close, reminiscent of Bush versus Gore. Remember those hanging chads, right? Disappointingly, I read the other day that 31 million evangelical Christians plan to sit out this election, mostly because they don't like either candidate's personalities. And this isn't a personality contest. We should be focusing on which candidate is pro-life, which one supports religious freedoms and promotes freedom of speech, which are all vital for Christian values. And remember, we're not just electing a president. That leader will appoint 5,000 cabinet positions. And this election is very crucial. And I encourage every Christian to consider its ramifications and to vote, because if we unite, it could lead to a landslide victory. In Biden's 4 years, the Dow's up 54%. The S&P 500 is up 84%. So the markets have done well under Biden. NASDAQ 100 has gained 86%. The sectors that have done the best are the energy sector, surged 259% since Biden took office, followed by technology and financials. And Bitcoin has risen nearly 400% since Election Day 2020, despite its volatility. So if you're looking for great opportunities ahead, whether it's Harris or Trump, as I mentioned earlier in the show, the biggest issue is the deficits, the fiscal situation here in the United States. And it's going to lead to a declining dollar, in my opinion. A great way to get some exposure is some gold and silver. Also, some amazing opportunities through the FIS Christian Stock Fund. It's ticker symbol PRAY, which trades on the New York Stock Exchange. It's 60 to 70 top companies that align with biblical standards and offer promising growth. And it serves as a solid core investment for anyone looking for just one fund. It owns small cap, mid cap, large cap, both U.S. foreign companies. It's well diversified and a great way for our listeners to invest with big biblical integrity.
Well, past performance is no guarantee of future results, as we always say. But, you know, that Pray stock has done, that fund has done extremely well for our family. And thank you for shepherding us through some interesting times here in the markets. We're talking to Jay Peroni, and you can reach out to Jay and download your free book right now as we're talking about it at faithandretirement.com. That's faithandretirement.com. Or give Jay a call at 800-270-7310 and say, hey, you know, my wife and I have been talking, we've been talking, and we need to get a little bit of wisdom on our financial plan for the future. Jay, a lot of the world's biggest companies are reporting earnings this week, and what do you expect to see?
Yeah, so it's been a positive start so far, Tom, to the third quarter earnings announcement season. It's contributing to the recent rise in the markets. According to FactSet Research, of the 14% of the S&P 500 companies so far that have reported results, 79% of those have surpassed analyst expectations. And the average earnings surprise is 6.1%, which is great. As earnings go higher, stocks go higher. So that they're very highly correlated. But not just the earnings, it's really what the guidance is for the future. So we've got two components to an earnings report. How were the earnings last quarter? And what do the companies expect for the future? And as long as these companies continue to raise their future estimates, the stock market will continue to rise. So I'm expecting good earnings this earnings season as these larger companies report. As far as opportunities amongst earnings, our team at Faith Investor Services, we love the artificial intelligence sector. NVIDIA has been one of our top holdings. They're one of the clear leaders. Their AI Blackwell chips remain extraordinarily high in demand. And that is one of the things that we're looking at. Also, we love increasing need for electricity to power AI data centers. That's going to benefit in the future, in our opinion. The utility grid is going to need to double its capacity over the next few years to meet that rising demand for these AI facilities. So there's great opportunities in the industrial, infrastructure, and storage sectors for that increased demand. And additionally, as I mentioned earlier, I like financial stocks, insurance-related stocks. Overall, I'm very optimistic about our future here, especially even as the economic and political uncertainties begin to fade. I expect our faith investor stocks to continue to thrive and contribute to an upward trend in the overall market in the upcoming months.
Well, maybe you have money in motion. Maybe you are at a transition point financially in your life. One of you out there, I'm sure, is selling a business or a home right now and has cash to invest. Maybe you're changing a job and need to roll over an old 401k or need to replace some income because somebody retired or you received an inheritance. Or maybe you or a family member have gone through a divorce and now they need to plan for one future rather than two. Whatever it is, get wise counsel. The scriptures are clear about that. And you can call Jay. He's very accessible at 800-270-7310. Jay, so what is the process of screening and cleaning investments for our listeners?
Yeah, as we know, Tom, investing with biblical integrity is important. And the Bible says in Luke 16, whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much. And whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much. And also from 1 Peter 5, care for the flock that God has entrusted to you. Watch over it willingly, not grudgingly, not for what you will get out of it, but because you're eager to serve God. And that's a great reminder that as stewards of what God's entrusted to us, we should not only get a good return, as the parable of the talents illustrates, but profit in a way that lines up with God's word. So to do the screen and clean process, it's about knowing. Knowledge is power. So we can screen over 30,000 different investments. So 30,000 investments to make sure they match your faith and values. We can go through your portfolio. We just need your latest statement to see what you own. And we can go through and see, does it invest in things like abortion, pornography, embryonic stem cell research, gambling, tobacco, alcohol, things that may not line up with your faith and values? And surprisingly, Tom, 93% of the investments pass our biblical screens. There's a lot, 7% that don't. And many Christians are unknowingly supporting the 7% that violate God's teachings, just as if coffee filter will separate the good from the bad. Mm-hmm. An ethical screen can ensure that your portfolio reflects your values. While no investment's perfect, right, this side of heaven, we can choose to support the good ones. And you can go to faithandretirement.com to get that free portfolio screen. We'll look at your portfolio, see if it lines up with your Christian faith. And if not, we'll show you how you can look at some alternatives to get it in line and be biblically responsible.
Very good. We are talking to Jay Peroni, my good friend. And if you want to send him an email, you could do so at the letter J, Peroni, that's P-E-R-O-N-I, at faithinvestorservices.com. And what I'm hearing you say, Jay, is that people don't really need to spend a lot of time gathering up information. They can just make the call and then
We'll go through their statements, look at what they own, and just as we talk about, we'll screen it and then help them clean it.
Very good. We're going to take a quick pause for the cause and be back with more with Jay right after this.
This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Now, you don't have to choose between investment performance and biblical stewardship of your family investments. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com.
And this is Faith and Retirement. Thanks for joining us. It's the election edition. Very exciting. So, Jay, let's get right back to it. Creating a steady income stream in retirement is going to be important for our listeners, for these Christian families. It's vital for them having independence and fulfilling post-work life as they do retire. So, Jay, how do you help create guaranteed income for life?
Yeah, so Tom, I work with a lot of pre-retirees and retirees, primarily those that are in their 50s, 60s, and 70s, and they typically share four common goals. Number one, don't outlive my money. Number two, make sure my income is in line with inflation, keeps up with it over time. Jay, help me minimize taxes. And then Jay, help me be prepared for emergencies like long-term care. And to assist with these goals, we offer a free retirement analyzer for individuals that have at least $250,000 saved for retirement. We can help them create a comprehensive income plan. And really, we look at five reliable sources of income for retirement. The first is Social Security. We'll help you maximize it. When should you take it? How should you take it? But the second one, as you mentioned, creating income for life, is we help people create private pensions. We help select annuities and other insurance vehicles that offer guaranteed lifetime income with downside market protection. It's huge. We also use life insurance, things like whole and universal policies, to build up cash value, which can often be accessed tax-free. And then we focus also on investment income, earnings from stocks, bonds, real estate, making sure that they've got enough growth in their portfolio and it's lining up with their biblical values as well. So that income for life is just one part of the plan, but it is critical to make sure that our folks don't run out of income in retirement. So if you're considering retirement or close to retirement, get that retirement analyzer today. We do it absolutely free. We'll go through your situation, look at your income, your assets, expenses, and help you map out and make sure you've got a solid roadmap in the years ahead.
There is great research to show that people who get professional help from a fiduciary like Jay is, they have better outcomes. So we can talk about that at a future broadcast. So everybody loves the IRS. The Internal Revenue Service recently released the updated income tax brackets, standard deduction, and retirement contribution limits for the 2025 tax year. And we're almost there. What are some of these changes? And more importantly, how do you help people realistically minimize taxes?
Yeah, so at Faith Investor Services, Tom, we emphasize holistic financial planning. And with my experience as a certified financial planner, CFP since 2001, and a master's degree in financial planning, I'm very passionate about helping our clients with investments, retirement, estate planning, and taxes. We focus on tax minimization strategies like Roth conversions, tax loss harvesting, and a lot of different things that we can do to help people minimize taxes and reduce their tax burdens. And you mentioned those changes. I know the 2025 year is not here, but it's great to do some planning ahead. And some of the things that they did change, the tax bracket adjustments were adjusted due to inflation. So they adjusted up the tax brackets. The standard deduction is now $30,000 for married couples. It's up $800. And it's $15,000 for single filers, up $400. Also, the gift tax exclusion increased to $19,000. That was a $1,000 increase. And then the estate tax credit rose $13,990,000 from $13,600,000. So it's really just a few major changes that happened within the brackets, the deductions, the gift tax, and the estate tax credits.
Well, we are in our final moments here. Jay, a lot of folks have a good percentage of their wealth in tax-deferred accounts, like 401ks and 403bs and IRAs and so forth. How do you help these people control their taxes?
Yeah, so the biggest barrier often from people converting a 401k or an IRA to a Roth is often the cost associated with it, primarily the taxes. However, what we help our clients do is use a few different strategies where they can significantly reduce these expenses. And when you convert from a 401k or an IRA, that amount is added to your gross income for the year, and you pay taxes on it now rather than later. Well, today's tax rates are likely the lowest we'll see in our lifetimes, making it a favorable time potentially to convert. And what we typically would do to help reduce those taxes is use a multi-stage conversion strategy where you convert a traditional IRA gradually to avoid pushing yourself into a higher tax bracket. So we've got a lot of calculators. We can figure out what bracket is the client going to be in. What's the top of the bracket? Let's try to get up to the top of the bracket, not into the next one. And we'll start to convert some of that over time. And there's a number of other things that we can do to help reduce your taxable income for the year. There's tax loss harvesting, taking some capital gains losses. You can defer some bonuses, optimize deductions, selling assets at losses. There's a number of effective strategies that we can utilize. We can work with your CPA or your tax person and help you come up with a strategy to make sure you pay less taxes over your lifetime. That's the goal.
Well, everybody's talking about going to the grocery store. They're talking about inflation and so forth. So in your opinion, if government spending was lower than it has been, would inflation be lower? And what role does the Fed play in terms of what we're paying at the grocery store, if any?
Yeah, so the Fed's job, right, since they were created many moons ago, was to protect the value of the dollar and our purchasing power here as Americans. And over 90% of the dollar has lost its value since they were created. So they clearly aren't doing a very good job at protecting average people from the rising costs and preventing inflation. The dollar has really lost a lot of its value. So if the government spending was a lot less than it was, it would reduce, you know, a lot of the inflation. A lot of the inflation, believe it or not, comes from energy prices. About 50% of the inflation we see is due to rising costs in energy. So if we could get energy lower, make it more efficient, then we would reduce energy, you know, the energy prices, and then we'd reduce the inflation as a result, because it costs money to ship goods, whether it be by boat, plane, but you know, automobile, whatever it is, truck, it takes gas to get those goods from point A to point B. So if we could figure out a way to get oil prices down lower, that's going to take a huge bite out of the inflation factor.
One final, very quick question. So are grocery store chains really price gouging, or price gauging, as Kamala Harris said? What do you think?
I mean, if you look at most of the grocery stores, they're really, you know, are taking advantage. You know, you're seeing a lot of times, not so much the grocery stores, but more the companies that are making the products. Mm. You're seeing, you're paying the same amount for a smaller box, or you're seeing when you go to buy something that you normally buy, it's now costing a lot more than it used to. So a lot of that factor comes from not so much the grocery stores, but a lot of the individual companies that are making them. I haven't seen, you know, the grocery stores in my neck of the woods really doing a whole lot of gouging, so to speak, but they certainly are aware that inflation has been out there, and they're trying to make a bigger profit. So in a lot of times there is more of a margin there, and it's a low margin business. So they've got to do all they can to try to make as much profit as they can as well.
Well, thank you, Jay. And you're going to want to stay with us for future programs where we unpack this a little bit, this upcoming election, as the results roll in, what it's going to mean for your paycheck and your pocketbook. We are all about aligning your money with your faith. We help folks like you, Jay does, build portfolios that support your moral compass. And when it comes to investing, there are good, bad, and ugly choices. Unfortunately, most investors unwillingly support the bad and ugly ones. And you see these contradictions all the time. John is pro-life and yet investing in companies that make abortion drugs. Martha writes a check each year to a gambling recovery ministry, but she owns casino stocks. Dave fights against explicit entertainment and yet owns companies making and distributing pornography. And the truth is, you are voting when you buy stocks. You're voting for and profiting from lifestyles and activities that are not God-honoring unless you're really careful. So here's an opportunity to screen and clean your investments, and we'll help you do it. The Bible has roughly 2,000 Bible verses that mention money, and Jesus' teachings are filled with references to possessions, giving, and wealth, and our attitudes regarding greed and envy. So we want to help you. We want to bring some profound wisdom and timeless principles from God's Word to you today. This is Faith in Retirement, and if you want to learn more about Jay, go to the website, faithinretirement.com. Give him a call at 800-270-7310. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Do your family investments match what you believe? Call us now for your free portfolio screen, 800-270-7310. You can know that your investments line up with your faith and values. There's no obligation. Call and ask your questions, 800-270-7310. And call us today for a free retirement analyzer, a $750 value for clients with $250,000 or more. To get your free ebook from Jay, visit faithandretirement.com. That's faithandretirement.com. Investors should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses carefully before investing. For a prospectus or summary prospectus, with this and other information about the funds can be found online, KOCG or PRAY. Read the prospectus or summary prospectus carefully before investing. Investing in ETFs involves risk, and there is no guarantee the fund's investment strategy will be successful, and you can lose money on your investment in the fund. Shares may trade at a premium or discount to their NAV in the secondary market. The fund is new and has limited operating history to judge. Faith and Retirement is sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com. Tell a friend about this outreach. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Do your retirement investments line up with what you believe? I'm Jay Peroni, host of Faith and Retirement. I'm offering to screen your portfolio today absolutely free. Your investments really can honor God without sacrificing performance and returns. Learn more at faithandretirement.com. Screen your investments today. That's faithandretirement.com.
Don't miss Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni, CFP and Senior Portfolio Manager of Faith Investor Services. Saturday afternoons at 1:30 Eastern, Sunday afternoons at 3, sponsored by Faith Investor Services.